ॐ नमः पाणिनि कात्यायन पतञ्जलिभ्यः शब्द विद्या संप्रदाय कर्तृभ्यः परम ऋषिभ्यो नमो महद्भ्यो नमो गुरुभ्यः येनाक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहं पाणिनीयप्रवेशाय लघुसिद्धान्तकौमुदीम्। नमो नमः, वेलकम बैक। वांटेड टू सजेस्ट और से दैट देयर विल बी सम क्लास टाइमिंग चेंजेस, बट आई विल डू दैट अगेन एट द एंड ऑफ द क्लास because of daylight saving. I think there'll be, I have some other class which is clashing with this, so I will it'll be like an hour before or an hour later, okay, most likely an hour or two earlier. We'll see how it works. I would like to try to still keep it at the same time, but we'll go back in and get back to you. So I actually don't have the new times, but maybe I'll send an email. Please give me a couple of days. Last class we looked at the Sandhi rules, and we looked at the Visarga Sandhi rules. At the end we discussed about Vishnu Sahasranama and the fact that since it is all a nama, they are all masculine, not all masculine, because there are some neuter names also. But they are nominative singular, and it being nominative singular, the pratyaya, the anta pratyaya, right, the su pratyaya, it starts with su. So Rama plus su becomes Ramas, so Ramaha. That's how you get Ramaha. So that su pratyaya, the first pratyaya being sakara, is, it lays itself to visarga rules. That's why nominative singular. So anytime you see nominative singular, masculine especially, right? Because that doesn't happen with feminine. With feminine, you will see akaranta. Akaranta will be like lata, right? But ikaranta, you could see feminine also, like matihi, which will be similar to, very similar to harihi in masculine. But masculine, you see the visarga, obviously, and that gives you an opportunity to learn your Visarga Sandhi rules. So please practice, and we will do that too. We'll get back a little bit again on the Hitopadesha, just to tell you where we are on Hitopadesha, to bring you up to speed. We are still in the preface section, the introduction to Hitopadesha. After months, we still have to get to take off. The flight is always on the runway.
Alpesh, you are not sharing your screen.
Yes, one second. I'll share the screen. Thank you. Are you able to see the screen?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Sure. So I was saying that in Hitopadesha, we are in the introduction section, and the introduction section is a story where a king is talking about the king and how the king understands, right? And then we talked about the various scenarios, right? About how the knowledge is eulogized, and rather the absence of it, right? The ninda is done for the for the absence of knowledge, and how effort is to be made. So still that effort aspect continues. We'll continue with this, because these are some of these verses are very, very great verses. They are often quoted. Hitopadesha verses are very often quoted. So let us see. We are at verse number 30, is it? Yeah. Again, as I said, indicated to you, there's not a hurry to finish this, but at the same time, We would like to still continue with these, right? With the verses, and then learn the Vyakarana along with the verses. Okay. So we'll have these breakout sessions and then go back and practice some Vyakarana and come back again. Okay. So I think we'll let us concentrate a little bit on this for now, and then we will see when to break out again. Having said that, let us say the first verse. Siddhis Sadhye Satamastu. Prasadattasya Durjatehe. Janvi Phenale Keva. Yanmurdhini Shashinakkala. Okay. And now verse number 30. So he starts with something like this. Let me pull up the other book, because that Hindi book has got all the sandhis done in it. Give me a second. There you go. So what was earlier? Earlier it was said, Yada Bhavi Natad Bhavi. Bhavi Chen Natad Anyatha. So what is not to be can never be. And if it is to be, it can never be otherwise. Okay. So that is what is talked earlier. And iti chinta vishagnaha ayam agadaha kinna piyate. So why is this antidote against the poison of anxiety, chinta vishagnaha, antidote against the poison of anxiety not swallowed? Okay. Then he continues further and says, etat karya kshamanam Keshanchid Alasya Vachanam. So we'll start with that. Etat Karya Kshamanam Keshanchid Alasya Vachanam. Nadaivam api sanchitya Tejed Udyogam Atmanaha Anudyoge Nakas Tailam Tilebhyas Praptu Marhati. Okay, so that is the next verse. And now I think the meaning should flash to you, but let us go back and look at some of the details. So what do you have here? Etat karyakshamanam. Okay. Is that how it is? Okay, karyakshamanam. So you break it up. Let's do the padacheda first. So padacheda, this is etad, or etad. Both of them is fine. We'll do the sandhi again. Okay, etad. Karyakshamanam. Okay. Keshanchit Alasya Vachanam. Okay, Alasya is not a separate word, it's not like Ramasya. Alasya Vachanam. Okay, one second. So first is your Pratipadikam Etad. Etad, Etad is, Etad is, Etad is a pronoun, it's a sarvanama. Tyad, tad, etad, these are all sarvanamas. And they are referring to this, right? This. What is this? Okay. This is basically what has just gone by. And what has just gone by? It is said that this or these, etad, 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 karya kshamanam alasya vachanam. Right? So these words or this word, vachanam is singular. It's basically not a word, but I would say the argument. Okay. In this argument, let us see what has gone by. So, you know, if at all you say what is not to be will never be, and what is to be can never be otherwise, right? Okay. So what it means is that if something has to happen, it'll happen. If it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen, right? This is basically people who do not want to put in an effort. Okay. That is what is the argument he's trying to make, as I understand. Okay. It is saying that people who are not capable of doing anything, okay, karya akshamanam. Okay. So karya akshama. Kshama would be people who are capable. They're capability is kshamata, right? We hear that word kshamata. Okay. So kshama. So let me see the pratipadikam. Kshama and tesham kshamanam. And akshamanam means not, negation. So it'll become akshamanam. So of the ones for whom it's not possible, what karya? Karya is basically whatever, anything that has to be done. Okay. So etad goes with vachanam, by the way. Okay, let's do the sandhi rules first, and then we will, you know, we've been doing grammar for too long. We need to get back into this mode of doing the anvaya. Okay, so what happens between etad and karya? Okay, so etad is basically dakaranta, etad. It ends in dakara. The etad, let me pull up Shabdamajali. So if you look at etad, right? Etad itself. Okay. I don't know whether if I have Shabdamajali in this laptop. I'm sure all of you have Shabdamajali, right? So you can pull it up and take a look at it. Where etad. Etad means this. And it is declined like masculine, feminine, feminine and neuter. Okay. So etad is the pratipadikam. Okay. And when it is declined as masculine, it will become eshaha. Feminine will be esha. Okay. Neuter etad will remain etad. Okay. So etad, let us say it is the pratipadikam is the karanta pratipadikam. And that remains as etad. Okay. Now, etad, when it is followed by ka, okay, that ka being a khar, the khar following, the dakara gets a chartva adesha. This is actually a sandhi rule called chartva sandhi rule. Okay, so basically a soft consonant followed by a hard consonant, the soft consonant will be hardened. So become etad karya. Karya akshamanam. Okay. So karya akshamanam. Karya akshamanam, if you look at that one, right? Karya akshamanam. Okay. It's a tatpursha. It's a samasa. Karyasya akshama. Okay, becomes karya kshama. So one who is incapable one who is duty incapable. So of the ones who are duty incapable, so karya akshama and tesham karya akshamanam. Okay. So and then the sandhi rule there, karya akshamanam, there is no sandhi rule there, the makara will become anuswara. Keshanchit is also, it's an indeclinable. Keshanchit, the whole thing is you don't break it into Kesham and Chit. Okay. The whole thing is a single indeclinable. Okay. And so let us put Karya Akshamanam. Karya Akshamanam will be from Pratipadikam Karya Akshama. Okay. And then masculine genitive plural. Okay, karya akshamana. Then keshanchit. Keshanchit. Keshanchit is also it's an indeclinable itself. Indeclinable. Okay, it's an indeclinable. Keshanchit, the whole thing is an indeclinable. Okay, and then alasya vachanam. Alasya vachanam. Alasya vachanam. Okay. So alasya vachanam, it's type of a karmadarya where alasya itself, the vachanam itself is the idol. So idol is an adjective to the speech. Okay. So you can say that alasya is laziness. Laziness speech or idle words. Okay, and the idle word, actually idle speech is better because it is vachanam. It's not shabdaha, shabdana, shabda. Because vachanam is a single thing, but it's not a single word. Vachanam is basically the speech. Okay, so what is spoken, right, is vach, the dhatu is vach. Okay, and when the ana pratyaya comes from a pratyaya called lute. So vachanam. So this alasya vachanam, this is etad alasya vachanam. So this speech, okay, and a speech means multiple words, then you can say these words. Okay, so basically you can say this speech, okay, of some keshanchit. Indeclinable means some, right? But we are going to make it as indeclinable as an adjective to karyakshamanam. Okay. So this speech of some who are of those who are incapable of doing anything. Karya. Karya means what is to be done. Karya means what is to be done. It starts from dhatu kru. Kru halo rinyat. Gets a pratyaya called nyat. So it becomes kru plus ya. Okay. And that gets a vruddhi. So it becomes kru r plus ya. Becomes karya. This is declined further as karyam. Karyaha or karyam, right, is declined further. Depending, it becomes like an adjective. So that karya means what is to be done. That nyat means it's a pratyaya, type of pratyaya called krutya pratyaya. Okay, and this nyat also means what is to be done. Okay, or rather, what should be done. That should, right, is what makes that pratyaya, the ya. It is very similar to kartavya. It's synonymous to kartavya or karaniya. These are all synonymous. Karya, Kartavya, and Karaniya are all synonymous. And this synonymous means, it means what is to be done. Let me tell you, give you some idea here. What I want to tell you that, and introduce you to a concept here, is that there are, in Vyakarana, is Prakriti and Pratyaya. So you have Prakriti, and to that Prakriti you add the Pratyaya. And once you add the Pratyaya, you will form a word. You will form a word. So what happens is that there are two types of words that are formed. One is it is a verbal, right? So you take a verb, take an action to add, and then you add a set of pratyaya. Okay, to form a noun. Then you take, sometimes you'll have noun, to that you will add a pratyaya to form a secondary derived noun. So what you form is not exactly a noun, but you form a nominal base, which is also called pratipadikam. Okay, and when you secondary derived noun, when we do it, you do a noun, when you add a pratyaya, it is called a tadrita. But the tadrita itself becomes a nominal base, so it is also a pratipadikam. Okay, this we have studied when we were looking at earlier. Okay. So let me introduce you to what is called, there are a few pratyas that are added to a verbal root. Okay, so what is verbal root? Right? We have seen that in we have done this verbal root. Verbal root is called a dhatu. Okay. There are, as we have said, seen earlier so many times, there are 2200 odd, approximately 2200 dhatus, right? Dhatavaha. They are verbal roots. Kriyavachinaha vadayaha dhatu sannyasihu. So these verbal roots are monosyllabic. Most of them are monosyllabic. There are a couple of them which could have more than one syllables, but most of them are monosyllabic. Okay, because you need one syllable to say anyway, right? So kru means to do. Okay, chal means to walk, bhu means to be, and so forth. So these are dhatus. So these dhatus are added a set of pratyaya called krut pratyaya. And we saw that, right? If you remember when we were doing all the tinganta prakaranam from Shabda Manjari, and then we did the kudanta prakaranam, right? And when we talked about the pancha vrittaya, and in that pancha vrittaya, we said what is called as krut vritti. What did we say? We said krut vritti. Okay, krut vritti. Kritvritti means what? You are forming a noun, sometimes a verb also, okay? But let's say if you're forming a noun from the action. Okay. So it's like similar, for example, in English would be, okay, you to walk means some activity, right? Action, some displacement, walk. And to walk, you add a pratyaya called er. You get what? Walker. Okay, so walker is actually a noun. Agent noun, right? Agent noun. What do you mean agent noun? He is the agent of the action to walk. That is what is meant by the agent noun. Okay. It could be an object noun, objectified noun. It could be walked. Okay. Walked. Walk means you added a suffix called ed. And what you are saying now, It is not the agent. It is the path which is walked on. Okay. So path. It is not the agent. Okay. It is the object. That's the one that is walked on. Okay, so walked. But again, it came from the action to walk. Or sometimes you can mean the action itself, action of walking itself. Right? So it could be the karta, karma, or it could be kriya. Okay, so karta means you could form the agent to say one who walks, or that which on which the action is acted upon, or the action itself. So that type of a noun is formed from the action to walk. Because I cannot say crew. I can just say crew, but crew means what? Crew means to do. Crew means to do. Right? If I want to find out to say who is the doer, the agent, right? Then I say crew plus say tru. Okay. It becomes with some grammatical modifications, becomes kartru. Nominative singular of that is karta. Okay. Kru, okay. And to that, when I add a pratyaya called aka. Okay. Aka. It becomes karaka. Again, karaka itself means karta. Okay. Karaka is again karta. So what it means here in this case, in all of these cases, from the action to do, I derived the agent of the action, right? Similarly, in this scenario, what I'm trying to explain you, or rather I'm trying to introduce you, is a set of krut pratyayas. This is the first set of krut pratyayas that we are looking at. Okay, these krut pratyayas are called potential. In English, they are called potential participles. Okay, in Sanskritam, potential particles are also sometimes called as verbal adjectives. Verbal adjectives. Potential participle. Okay, these potential participle, they are in Sanskritam called as krutyas. Krutya, pratyaya. I have always told you that whenever you add a pratyaya, three questions you should ask. Okay, first question. Kaha pratyaya. Second question. Okay, kebhyaha. To what will you add the pratyaya? Third question. Kebhyaha. Okay, third question. Kasmin arthe. Okay. First is, what is the pratyaya? What is the suffix? Pratyaya. Okay. What gets the suffix? Which means that what is the base to which you will add the suffix? You should know that. Right? And the third question that you should ask is, in what meaning is the meaning is the suffix added? Okay. So this question, these three questions, you have to do that for each and every of the pratyayas that you come across. Okay. Remember, the idea is that once you get a pratyaya, right? So let's say you get a pratyaya like this tavya pratyaya that I'm talking about. Or a krutya pratyaya, right? Then you know you will be surprised with the number of meanings that you will gain. Okay. Let me impress upon you the fact, if I knew tavya pratyaya, okay, then at is a dhatu which means to roam around. So atitavya, ataniya, right? Ad dhatu, which means to eat. Attavya, adaniya, what should be eaten, what can be eaten. Arch, which means puja, architavya. Okay. Arthayitavya, Ashitavya, Bhavitavya, okay? Praptavya, you see? Asitavya, Adhyetavya, okay? Etavya, Eshitavya. Are you getting the hang of it? Editavya, Edaniya, Kachikachayitavya, okay? Kampitavya. I'm looking at these dhatus in front of me and giving you the form for it. Kup. Kopitavya. Kuj. Kujaniya. Kujitavya. Right? So all of these would mean what? Let's take an example. Khad. Khad means to eat. Okay. And the tavya suffix when you add it will become khaditavya. Which means what should be eaten. Okay. What should be eaten. Then you know kru kartavya. Okay, what should be done? Okay, chinta means to think, to meditate, right? Chinta, right? Chint. So chintayitavya or chintaniya. Okay, chintayitavya. Okay, what should be broken? Chetavya. Chedaniya. It should be broken. Okay, what is it that should be known? Gnyatavya. Okay, gnaniya. So gnyatavya. Okay, what is it that should be measured? Tolayitavya from dhatu tul. Okay, what is it that should be punished? Okay, dandayitavya. What is it that should be given? Datavya. What is it that should be upheld? Dhatavya. What is it that should be censured? Ninditavya. Okay. What is it that should be led? Netavya. So you see that with a set of just understanding the pratyaya and understanding the dhatus, you can add that pratyaya to the dhatu and you can form a meaning. Okay. So that is why this goes a long way. So what is the pratyaya? To what do you add the pratyaya and in what meaning do you add the pratyaya? Okay, so what is the pratyaya here? The pratyaya that we are talking about is called Krutya Pratyaya. This is a name. This is actually a grammatical name given to a set of pratyayas. They're called Krutya Pratyayas. What English equivalent is? They are potential participles. Now, what is a participle? Participle means that they are nouns. Participles are nouns, by the way. They could be declined or indeclinable nouns. Okay, but these nouns they tell you about the action. Okay, mostly they tell you about the action and also talk to you about the noun. So they participate in telling you about the noun and participate in telling you about the action also. Okay, so that is one thing. So this potential participle, I don't know why is it called potential in English. Okay, so there is could be some reason why it's called potential, but it these are called potential participles. The potential participles characteristics are that they are okay, so they are passive. Okay, passive means karmani prayoga. They are passive when the verb is transitive. Okay, and they are impersonal passive when the verb is intransitive. Okay, now you'll say, okay, we have to learn English, Sanskritam, and while studying Sanskritam, we have to learn so much of English grammar also. Okay, that is fine. That's not my point. I'm trying to just give you an idea. When you look at these pratyayas, then what happens with the pratyayas is that the pratyayas bring in a meaning. So what is the meaning? And I will tell you what is the meaning here. Some aspect I will touch to, and then we can go from there. Okay, we can go further from there. So And then we'll come back and revisit that and then add more meaning to it. Okay. So these are potential participles, and these potential participles are called Krutya Pratyayas. Krutya Pratyayas is a set of pratyayas. Okay. The first set of this pratyayas are Tavya. Tavya. You will see this usage Tavya and Aniya. Okay. Example, Datavya, Daniya. These are by the way, these are Pratipatikas, okay. So then Datavyam or Datavyaha, Datavya, it becomes an adjective, okay. Then what must be or ought to be given? Must be or ought to be given. Okay. So same meaning will come, okay. Let's say Netavya, Netavya, okay. Nayaniya. Okay. What must be led or carried? Okay. You must have heard about this. Atmavare Shrotavya. Okay. Or Shravaniya. What must be heard? Must be, should be heard. Okay. Bhavitavya. Bhavaniya. Okay. Let me give you one more. Kartavya. Karaniya. Okay. Kartavya. Karaniya. So then you will ask me why are we studying this right now? Okay, because there are other pratyayas which are very similar in the same meaning. These are called participles. Okay, these are participles in Tavya and Aniya. These are Krutya pratyayas. Similarly, there are participles in Iya. There are a set of pratyayas called Iyat, Kyap, and Nyat. Okay, so sometimes it is yat, sometimes it is kyat, and sometimes nyat. Why are they different? Because there are subtle grammatical rules which are different. Okay, for example, da will be deya. Again, what must or ought to be given? Deya. Ni, forget about that. Okay, let us say chi. Chi means to collect. Chi means to collect. Right? So cheya. Cheya. What ought to be collected. Or let's say even if it was ni, right? Ni, it would have been neya. Must, should, or ought to be carried. Okay. So this type of usages you will see. Similarly, that's where when you have Kru Dhatu is added a pratyaya called Nyat. Okay. You don't add Yat and Kyap. If you add that, you don't get the Vriddhi. So if at all Kru becomes Kar, this is a Vriddhi. If that vruddhi happens, right, then that vruddhi happens because of the nakara, becomes karya. Okay, karya is identical in meaning. Okay, identical in meaning with kartavya and karaniya. Identical in meaning, all three of them. Okay. So, Kru means to do. Kru means to do. Karya, what should, ought, must be done. Okay. And this is basically your duty. What should be done, ought to be done is the duty. Okay, remember, it is always should be done, ought to be done. So there's a potential about it, some sort of a future aspect of it. Okay. So karya akshama means one who is incapable of doing what has to be done or what should be done or what ought to be done, the duty, right? So that type of a meaning you will get, karya akshama, incapable of doing the duty. Incapable of doing the duty. Karya akshama. Karya akshamanam means of the people who are incapable of doing their duty. Of those who are incapable of doing anything. It's the translation in one of the books here. But incapable of doing their duty. Of these people, what? Of these people, this is the speech. What is the speech? He's going to tell you further. Okay. Where is the speech? Yatha hi ekena chakrena. Is that what it is? No, that is not the one. There should be some other one. Okay. So let me get you the verse.
Na devam asti.
Yes. So one book I have doesn't have the okay. I got it. Let me type it up for you. Na devam api sanchi. That is what it is, right? Na devam api.
Right. That's it. Sanchi. Yeah. Okay.
Sanchitya, okay. Sanchitya, chintya.
Sanchintya, right.
Sanchintya, tyajet. One second.
Udyogamatmana.
Yeah, one second. Tyajet. Okay. Anuyogena tastailam tilebhyaha praptum arhati. Okay, let's do the parichheda.
Daivam api. It is not daivam pi. Daivam api.
Yeah, thank you. Then, thank you. Let us do the padachheda. Na, okay. Daivam api sanchintya. Na daivam api sanchintya tyajet udyogam tyajet. Udyogam atmanaha anudyogena kaha tailam tilebhyaha praptum arhati. Okay. Okay, so that is the palachyada. Na daivam api sanchintya. Okay. Tyajet udyogam atmanaha. Anudyogena kaha tailam tilebhyaha praptum arhati. Okay. So in this there are two statements here. One statement is here and second statement is here. Okay, how do you know that there are two statements? Yes, question for you. How do you know that there are two statements and not one statement?
Because there is a period, a line?
No. The line could, I remove the line. That's a good one. So let's take the line out. Let's take this line out also. When I do padachheda, right? I think that there are two statements here. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
There are two kriyapadas.
Yes, very nice. Okay. So vakyam, definition of a vakyam is what? Ekating vakyam. That means that a vakya should have one thing in it. What is thing? Thing is that pratyaya. Ekating vakyam. Okay. The lakaras are replaced by thing pratyayas. So you should have at least one lakara. Okay. And once you have a lakara, then that is the thing anta. And once it's a thing anta, then that is one vakya. Okay. That is one vakya. Then if you have one more thing anta, then that is the second vakya. Okay. So let's see what are the thing antas. Okay. What is the thing anta in the first vakya?
Tyaji.
Yes, of course. Okay, Tyaji Dhatu, and you get Tyaji. One second, okay. Yeah, so you take your, if you look at your tinanta, right, and of course I've given you the printouts and the handout, and you can look that up. And if you look that up, you will find that there are these lakaras, and one of the lakara in that, okay, is the potential mood, which is also called as vidhiling. One second. Okay. Yeah, it is also called as vidhiling. Right? Like bhudhatu, you get bhavet, bhavetam, bhaveyuhu, bhavehe, bhavetam, bhaveta, bhaveyam, bhaveva, bhavema. So like that you will get the forms here. Tyajet, 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 Tyajetam, Tyajeyuhu. I'm going to mute a couple of you guys. Okay, thank you. Tyajeyuhu, Tyajehe, Tyajetam, Tyajeta, Tyajeyam, Tyajeva, Tyajema, Tyajet, Tyajetam, Tyajeyuhu, Tyajehe, Tyajetam, Tyajeta. So Tyaj means to abandon. And this vidhiling is also called as potential mood. Okay. So potential mood, vidhiling, right? Vidhiling. Vidhiling is also called as potential mood. Okay, vidhi nimantrana amantrana adishta samprashna prarthaneshu ling. These are the meanings in which ling should be used. So vidhi means potential there, and vidhi means what should be done. Again, also which means what should be done. Okay, so tyajet means should be abandoned. Why? Because tyaj means to abandon, right? To give up. So tyajet means to be abandoned. To be abandoned. So what should be abandoned? That is the first question you'll ask. Okay. What is it that should be abandoned? Okay. Then that what is abandoned will be, because this tyajet is an Tyajet is vigiling. Okay, in vigiling also, this is Prathama Purusha. I should get some shortcuts for this. Okay, Prathama Purusha. Okay, Ekavachanam. Okay. So that is how you look at it. Okay. Let me form some acronyms for this. Okay. It is a good time to form that, because now then we will go back and look at these acronyms. Okay. What is the acronym? I'll tell you an acronym. There's a nice English acronym that is set up for these verbs. Okay. And one of my teachers used to use those acronyms.
Alpeshji, in one of the teacher, I saw they use like 1/1.
Yeah, you can use that. Okay. I will give a little bit of modification for that.
Okay.
One second. Yeah. Actually, when you look at these, right, we may not be able to put all of them together right away, but I will create this modification. What I will do is, you know, let me do this. I will not write now in the class, but I will get some particular acronyms that we can use for the verbs. Okay. So I think it is acronym that is used in one of the books. One of the wonderful teachers that used to use it was to say that the dhatu is tyajya. Okay, dhatu is tyajya. Tyajya. And if you look at the dhatu pata gives it as tyajya. Okay, let me put it up here. Okay, tyaj anid parasmay pada, tyaja hanau, that is the dhatu pata. Okay, so the one of the acronym that is used is vi. Vi means it's a verb. Okay. But actually that another problem with that is that you will not get the lakara. Anyway, so let's do vi as verb. Okay, and then tyajati, right? Tyajati, tyajet, tyajati, tyajataha. Okay, I think I'll create a system for this and then publish it for you. Okay, but the idea here is that it is a bhuvadi. Okay, it is a transitive verb. Okay, so it's a verb that is transitive, right? It is bhuvadi, right? It is parasmaipadi. Okay, so these are the various aspects you need to know. It is parasmaipadi. So tyajati. And tyajet, and then ling lakara, vidhi ling lakara. Something somehow you have to bring in the vidhi ling lakara. And this is ek prathama purusha, ek vachanam. So once you have that as prathama purusha, ek vachanam, then what happens that whatever it is referring to, whatever it is samanadhikaraniyam with, that will be nominative and singular. Okay. So that if you look at it, right, na daivam. Okay. So daivam also is nominative singular, right? Daivam is nominative singular. Okay, or it could be even accusative singular also. Daiva is fate, so daivam. Api is indeclinable. And then you need something that should be abandoned. What should be abandoned? No, tyajet, there's no nominative singular there. I think everything that you see here is accusative. This is also accusative, because atmanaha is shashti. Okay, so the nominative singular would be yaha kaha, anybody, kaha kopi, somebody, whosoever, right? That whosoever tyajet, abandon. Okay, and what is it that abandons is the object. Okay, so that is what, that is daivam. Daivam is accusative. It is let's say it is accusative, daivam, it is accusative singular. Let's say neuter accusative singular of daiva. Daiva means fate. Okay, fate. Okay, and then tyajet is one should give up. Okay, one should give up. One should give up what? Whatever we are talking about. And here in this case, the one should give up. What is it talking about? He's talking about udyogam. Udyogam. Ud and yogam, right? You say it like that. Udyoga means, you know, your whatever your activity is. Okay, your work, your duty, udyoga would be also neuter accusative singular of udyoga. Okay, so whatever your, you know, effort that you are doing or your duty, your work, right? That is your effort, your work, right? Okay. Udyogam Atmanaha. Atmanaha is sixth case. Okay. Is Atma. Okay. Let's put the gender aside. It's masculine actually. Masculine. But again, there shouldn't be any gender for Atma. Okay. So, but it is declined as masculine. So masculine, genitive, singular of Pratipadikam Atman. Nakananda Patipadik Atman. So Atma, Atmanav, Atmanaha. So there Atmanaha, Atmanoho. Okay, Atmanav, Atmanoho, Atmanam. So Atmanaha. Atmanaha is basically sixth case of Atman Pratipadikam. And this means what? Of, English will be of oneself. Of one's self. Okay, so one's own, basically, which means one's own, right? Or one's own. Okay, so now we have the meaning here. Sanchitya. Let's do sanchitya. Sanchintya. If you look at this, right, this comes from a dhatu called chiti samnyane. Chiti samnyane. Chiti. Chint. It comes from chiti. Chiti is a dhatu. Chint. In the chint, it becomes chinta. That's where the chinta comes from. It's to think. Chiti. There is also chiti smrityam. Chiti smrityam. That's in churadigana. But here is chintya. Chintya could be same chiti chintya. Okay, chintya basically what is considered, what is to be understood, what is to be appreciated, what is to be conceived. Okay, that is the meaning of chintya. So there, in that case, what is happening is that you get chint dhatu and added a pratyaya called liya. Okay, and it is the same thing that we have seen earlier, the potential participle, the ya pratyaya. Okay, so it will become sanchintya. So sam is very well, chint plus ya. Okay, becomes sanchintya. Sanchintya. So sanchintya, it looks like the potential participle, but in this case, right, it is not exactly the potential participle. It is a different format called gerund. Okay, what is this basically? It's basically having thought upon. Okay, like, you know, it will like Bhuktva Gacchati. Bhuktva Gacchati. Okay, so having eaten, he goes. Having eaten, he goes. Well, Bhuktva, Bhuktva, having done something. Okay, okay. Chintayitva, okay, that is what it means. Chintayitva. But because of the upasarga coming in before that, sanchintya. So it is like gatva, 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 gatva. Okay. But when you put the upasarga, it become agam dhatu gamya. It become agamya. So when the upasarga comes, right, you get this ya. It's called a pratyaya kalyat. So jaran pratyaya. What it means that having thought upon, okay, or having reflected upon, after having done something, okay. Oh, this is so much of grammar. When you look at grammar, suddenly the meaning is not there actually. And when you look at the meaning, you're not actually thinking so much about grammar. Okay, that's why the confusion. So just hold on, okay. I will clear up this thing. Having thought about sanchintya, daivam api sanchintya na atmanaha udyogam tyajet. Okay, that will be your anvaya. Okay, so now you apply to tyajit. Na tyajit. Okay, daivam api sanchintya. Having considered it as fate. Considered it as fate. What is it? One's own duty. Atmanaha udyogam. Do not abandon. Okay. So first you take this, okay, it is fate. It is daivam. Sanchitya. It is my daivam. Whatever is in the fate is what is gonna happen. You reflect like that. Okay. Whoever. He reflects like that. And then he says, okay, then I don't need to do my duty. Because if it's supposed to happen, it will happen. That is what is meant by it. That. What he is trying to say is that in order to study the hita, whatever is hita, some effort has to be made. Okay, and these princes that are there, they are not making any effort. Okay, that is the thing. Okay, and then the second sentence is what? Arhati. Arhati. We'll come to arhati, but what is he saying? That he says that Anudyogena, okay. It is a negation of Udyoga, is Anudyoga. Anudyoga is a Pratipadikam. And the third, okay, Anudyogam, right? So Anudyogaha, so masculine, instrumental, singular. Okay. Anudyoga. So udyoga is the effort or the whatever exertion that you have to do in order to achieve something, right? That is the work or the effort, right? And anudyoga means no exertion, no effort. No effort. No effort. No work. No exertion. Okay. Anudyogena. So with no exertion, anudyogena. Why with? Because third case brings in that with no exertion. Kaha is rhetorical. Whosoever. Okay, it comes from Pratipadikam Kim, by the way. Kim. in masculine nominative singular. Masculine nominative singular of Kim is kaha. Kaha kau ke. Feminine will be ka. Ka ke kaha. And neuter also. Neuter also Kim. Kim will be the neuter. So it is a pronoun. The Kim is a pronoun, and it is declined like masculine. It is declined like feminine. It is also declined like neuter. When it is declined like masculine, kaha kau ke, kam kau kan, ke na kaabhyam kaihi. When it is declined like feminine, it will be ka ke kaha, kam ke kaha, kaya kaabhyam kaabhi, and so forth. When it is declined like neuter, it will become kim ke kani, kim ke kani, and then ke na kaabhyam kaihi, so forth. So here kaha. Kaha is masculine nominative singular of pratipadikam kim. Whosoever, okay. Tailam is basically here. It is the taila is your pratipadikam. It is a neuter nominative singular. Okay, sorry, neuter accusative singular. Kaha tailam, neuter accusative singular. Kaha tailam tilebhyaha. Okay, it comes from pratipadikam tila means sesame seeds. Okay, and this is basically tilebhyaha is a tilam will be neuter. Tilam. Sesam. Tilam will be neuter. And tilebhyaha. Tilebhyaha will be neuter. Neuter instrumental. Instrumental plural. Tilebhyaha. So from. No, not instrumental plural. Tilebhyaha. Tilebhyaha will be panchami, apadanam. Okay. So neuter, apadanam, panchami, fifth case, plural, tilebhyaha. So which means that from the sesame seeds, from the sesame seeds. Okay. Kaha tilebhyaha tailam. Praptum. Okay. In order to gain. In order to gain. Okay. This is little meaning, by the way. It comes from pra upasarga aptatu. Pra upasarga aptatu. And a quick pratyaya called tumun. Okay. We look at this tumun pratyaya. Tumun. Praptum. I will explain you. Okay. So in order to gain. Or for the purpose of gaining. This is a little meaning. Praptum. Bhoktum for the purpose of eating. Okay. So vaktum for the purpose of saying. Vaktum.
It should be proper.
In order to. Sorry, yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, praptum. Okay. So, praptum arhati. Arhati means does, or rather progresses. Okay, so when you do the anvaya, kaha tilebhyaha tailam Okay. Anudyogena praptum arahati. Okay. English meaning? Literal meaning would be one kaha, whosoever, one. It's a rhetorical question. One. From the sesame seed, the sesame oil. Okay. In order to gain, okay, desires without any effort. Okay, and I will simplify it for you. Without any effort, anubhyogena. Okay, I think this English, any effort is anubhyogena. Sesame oil. Okay, 1 second. Without any effort, in order to gain desires. Okay, this is the literal meaning, okay, because you're doing grammar. But otherwise, who will desire to get sesame oil from sesame seeds without any effort? Okay, this will be the meaning, and it is rhetorical. So basically, the English meaning will be because, so for, one can never get oil from sesame seeds without exertion. Okay, that is the meaning. So anudyogena, without making any effort, kaha, who tailam, the sesame oil, tilebhyaha, from the sesame seeds, praptum. I'll explain you praptum now, but in order to gain arhati, desires. That is the meaning.
This is easy to just explain.
I'm sorry?
This is a lot of effort here to understand this.
But you know, the effort here is basically you do the effort now here, it helps you a lot later. Okay, that is the idea.
Yeah, it was very good though. Good. Thank you.
Yeah, generally, you know, you spend like hours preparing the food and the consumption is very immediate anyway. One second, okay. I want to explain you Tumun. If only I can find the Tumun. One second. Kriyarthayam kriyayam. That is the meaning of tumun. This is a new book that I'm looking at. But new book, I've used this book. It's called M.R. Kale. And this tumun is also called indefinitive. One second, okay. participles of perfect participles which are past passive participles. Okay, I give up. This book is so difficult to quickly look into figuring it out. What is the okay? So what is tumun? Let us see the usage. Okay, the usage is basically when you want to do an action. Kala samaya velasu tumun. That is the one Panini sutra for that. Kala samaya velasu tumun. Kalarkeshu upapadeshu tumun. Okay, but that is not the main meaning in which you bring in the tumun. The main meaning you bring in the tumun is Krishnam drashtum yati tumun nulau kriyayam kriyarthayam. Okay, that is the one. Okay, so now I'm just going to introduce it to a new pratyaya. The pratyaya is called tumun. Tumun. Tumun is the name of the pratyaya. Tumun. There's another pratyaya called nul. 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 So tumun and nul, they are both in the same meaning. Okay, the tumun is a pratyaya, the nakara is a nit, it's a marker. Okay, so the nakara, which is a nit, which is a marker, you remove that marker, it becomes tum. Tum. Un, forget about it. Nun becomes akka. Okay, so forget about that also for now. Right now, we are looking at tum. So an example would to be, or what it means is that kriyarthayam kriyayam. This is the main meaning that you have to look. Kriya kriyarthayam kriyayam. Okay. In this meaning, you bring in the tumun or even the nul. So what is the question that you have to ask, right? What is the pratyaya? Tumun pratyaya. Okay, actual is tum. The un is also there, written letters and markers for some specific purposes. Okay, to what will you add this pratyaya? You will add this pratyaya to a dhatu. Add it to verbal groups. In what meaning is tumun added? Tum added. That is what I'm going to explain. In the meaning kriyarthayam kriyayam. Okay. So the idea is that you are doing an action, okay, for the purpose of another action. Okay. When you do an action for the purpose of another action. Okay, so in that sense, tum is used. So, for example, okay, Krishnam, drashtum yati. Okay, whosoever, saha, saha yati. He goes. Okay, he goes. Saha, saha, drashtum yati. He goes for the purpose of seeing. You'll ask, question in the glass is seeing what? Okay, so the answer comes back, seeing Krishna. Okay, so Krishnam Krishna, accurate Krishnam drashtum. So this is in itself a complete meaning, for the purpose of seeing Krishna. Well, Krishna is the object. Krishna is the object of action to see. To see comes from dhatu drush, drushir prekshane. Okay, so drush dhatu is added a pratyaya called tum. Okay, and with grammatical rules and all that, it becomes drashtum. Okay, so you see that tum, you'll see this usage tum. Okay, drashtum. So it becomes drashtum. Okay, drashtum. So for the purpose of seeing, the idea is that here, very important, the idea is that the action of going is done for the purpose of action. Seeing. Okay. So when you have two actions, so the idea is when you have two actions and the one action is performed to accomplish other action, then the action that needs to be accomplished, there is an idea of future also, for the purpose of in the future, bhavishyat kala. This tumun always in the meaning of future tense. Okay, so bhavishyat kala. So that is another meaning that you have to add. In what meaning? So these are the various meanings. Then the action that is needs to be accomplished, okay, is added the suffix tum. Okay, let's see some more example. Bhoktum vrajati. Bhoktum vrajati. What does it mean? Bhuj is to eat. Okay, so he is not there, goes to eat. Literally, it means he goes, vraj is to go. He goes for the purpose of eating. Let's see another example. Rakshitum dhavati. Okay. I'm going to change the meaning a little bit and see how the same word would literally mean something else. Okay. He runs in order to protect. Rakshitum dhavati, in order to protect them, right? Which literally means he runs for the purpose of protecting, which also means he does the action of running in order to accomplish the action of protecting. You see that? So when one action is done in order so that the other action can be accomplished, then whatever the action that is needed to be accomplished, okay, is added this pratyaya called tum. Okay. One more example. Hantum Nayati. Hantum Nayati. Okay. So he carries, he, she carries. Okay. To kill. Basically, to means for the purpose of. In order to accomplish. He carries. So Nayati carries, kill, hanti. Hantum Nayati. Okay. Or Adhyetum Nivasati. Adhyetum Nivasati. He Nivasati means to reside. Okay. He resides. Stays at Nivas. Vas means to live. Nivas. Nivas means to live in the house, basically, along with the teacher. Okay, so he resides, he stays with the teacher, or he stays. Nivasati. Kim kartum? You are always you to ask, kim kartum? For what purpose? The answer is adhyetum. Okay, adhyetum means he resides to. Adhyayanam is to recite, okay. But adhyayanam here is not literally to mean recite. Adhyayanam, adhyetum means to study. To recite and study. So for the purpose of reciting and study, he stays. Adhyetum nivasati. For the purpose of killing, he carries. Hantum nayati. For the purpose of protecting, he runs. He runs in order to protect. Rakshitum dhavati. For the purpose of eating, he goes. Bhuktum vrajati. For the purpose of gaining, he desires. Praptum arhati. Praptum. Praptum means what? Praptum arhati. He desires to get. He cannot, basically na arhati is cannot desire. Okay, but he desires. What does he desire? He desires arhati for the purpose of gaining, or in order to gain. Prakarshena aap, like aapnoti, to gain. Plus tum becomes praptum. Okay, so again, first question, what is the pratyaya? Tumun is the pratyaya. To what will you add the pratyaya? Dhatu plus tum. You add the pratyaya. Third, in what meaning? When you want to do an action to accomplish this. Okay. Additional meaning, accomplishment will be in the future, right? Because after the first action is done, then the second action will happen, right? So basically, after the first action is done, then the second action will happen. So that is the idea of future. So it is in the future tense. Future tense means between the two actions, the second action is in the future with regards to the first, right? And this tumun is an indeclinable. Tumun is an indeclinable. So it will be always the tum, right? The nominative singular, tum. It is a noun, all right. It is an indeclinable noun, all right. Right? But it will always be tum. Bhuktum, vaktum. Okay, bhuktum, vaktum. One second. degree. I'm still not able to find it in this book. Okay, it is an exercise for me. I'll find it and mark it. Okay, so that is the meaning of Tumun. Yeah, quite a few things that you have to look at, but understand what this Tumun is. Okay, you'll see this usage very frequent. Okay, Tumun. Any questions? We can stay back. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. So if you look at the meaning of the verse, right? The meaning of the verse is that having considered it as fate, right? One's own effort, exertion, one should not abandon. Natyajet. Why? The reason is given in the second verse. Who, it's a rhetorical question. Who will expect, who will desire to gain oil from seeds without any effort? It means that some effort is required to get oil from the seeds. Similarly, effort has to be done in order to study Hitopadesha. Oh.